On this special night in September of 1994, the candles were numerous and squat, set in small but not shallow cut crystal bowls, some clear and others ruby red, which fractured the light into soft prismatic patterns on the linen tablecloth, on the walls, and on our faces. Candles were placed not only on the table, but also on the sideboards. Had you glanced in through a window, you might have thought not that we were at dinner, but that we were conducting a séance, with food provided to keep us entertained until at last the ghosts showed up. Although my parents had prepared my favorite dishes, I tried not to think of it as the condemned man's last meal. 5 properly presented courses cannot be eaten on the same schedule as a McDonald's Happy Meal, especially not with carefully chosen wines. We were prepared for a long evening together. Dad is the head pastry chef for the world-famous Snow Village Resort, a position he inherited from his father, Joseph. Because all breads and pastries must be fresh each day, he goes to work at 1 o'clock in the morning at least 5 and often 6 days a week. By 8, with the baking for the entire day complete, he comes home for breakfast with Mom, then sleeps until 3 in the afternoon. That September, I also worked those hours because I had been an apprentice baker for 2 years at the same resort. The Tock family believes in nepotism. Dad says it's not really nepotism if your talent is real. Give me a good oven, and I am a wicked competitor. Funny, but I am never clumsy in a kitchen. When baking, I am Gene Kelly. I am Fred Astaire. I am grace personified. Dad would be going from our late dinner to work, but I would not. In preparation for the first...